was hearing was, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, we are worthy. Because of the blood, because of the cross, we are worthy.
Amen.
And you left us with this privilege of supping with him. And it doesn't have to be a ritual. It doesn't have to be only on one day a week. It doesn't have to be on 2 days a week. It can be whenever he desires within your heart to sup with him. And that song said, show me your glory. I want to see your glory, Lord. Well, I see it. I see it on all your faces. I see it. His glory is here. His glory is within us. We are his glory. My desire is to be with you, to be with all of you. That is my desire, that is my heart, that is my plan for all of you. Oh, shakarabakata, step into the glory that is mine. Step into it. Oh, shakaraba is waiting. It's waiting. I am waiting. We are waiting. Oh, shakarabata, sekekekeke, shekekeke. Oh, rasarabaka, shakarabakata. The time has come. There is no time for sitting down. It's time for standing up. It is time for moving. It is time. It is time. It is time. Oh, shakarabakata. Ereko soko go 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 go. Oh, sihayarabaka sahata. My heart grieves. My heart grieves. My heart grieves. He shekerebeko soko go 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 go. Shokorokoto orata. Shekerebakora seherato orasaharata. My church is so close. My church is so close. We are so close to becoming one. The soul must go and the spirit must rise. Rise, spirit, rise.
Yes,
Lord. Within all of you. Rise up. Oh, there shall be an indwelling of my spirit within all of you.
Yes.
And osha karabakata eseke osaharati eshokoro sahira koshahate eseke orate ereko soko oshoko go 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 go. Shakarabakata. I'm waiting, my children. I am waiting. I am waiting. I am waiting, my children. Osha karabakata. Listen for the small voice that is within.
For I tell you that I didn't call you to be like everyone else. I didn't call you to be what you think you should be, but I've called you to be set apart, to be different, and not to expect what you had yesterday to be again tomorrow. I tell you, watch what I am doing and then walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Push yourself to walk it out. For I tell you, you're not to compare yourself to others. You're not to compare yourself to other churches. I am different here because I have a purpose for you. A purpose that is not designed by other people. It is designed by me. Me alone. I shall be glorified. I shall release my glory. I shall be the only purpose for your hearts. The only purpose for your hearts. And with that purpose, all things are encompassed. Yes. I tell you, all things are encompassed. Yes. All families are one.
So if you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes.
I have eyes.
They see.
They see.
I have ears.
I have ears.
They hear.
They hear.
I have a heart.
I have a heart.
And boy, it can perceive.
If I give it a chance.
And if I get hungry
for him,
it'll fall into place. Amen? I want to take you to Acts chapter 7. It's going to be a very brief message, but I need to take you to Acts chapter 7. This particular word pressed into my heart a little earlier. And you can check out a lot of the sermon that a very young man was preaching under duress. It's about Stephen. And he was preaching to people who were very stubborn, and I'd like to kind of relate because I know that none of us have that problem, at least that we want to admit sometimes, but I just want to kind of jump into this particular chapter starting at 48. And it's Stephen speaking. He says, however, the Most High does not live in houses made by men, as the prophets say. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? 51. You stiff-necked people, with uncircumcised hearts and ears. You are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Now he's telling this to the hierarchy of the Jewish nation. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. I mean, can you imagine a teenager, probably 19, 18, whatever, saying these things to the highest authorities of the land? You who have received the law that was put into effect through angels, but have not obeyed it. I love this part. And as I'm saying this to you, if you could just perceive a young man standing in front of the Supreme Court with all of these high officials declaring they're stiff-necked, they're stubborn, they're uncircumcised, etc., and that they resist the Holy Spirit. Has anything changed? And I'm not picking on the Supreme Court. I'm just trying to give you an idea of what kind of boldness this young man had. 54. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing. How come he's standing? The scripture says he's sitting at the right hand. Why is he standing?
He's taking notice. He's taking notice.
Taking notice and approval. To me, he's approving. He's saying yes. Like I said earlier, it came out of me like, yes, Lord. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears. I mean, can you imagine? They covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses, Chuck and Diana, laid their clothes at the feet of the young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed. Listen to this prayer. Lord, Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. So who won this ball game?
The Lord.
Why did he fall asleep? It doesn't say he died. He fell asleep.
So he wouldn't have to experience the pain in his body.
Amen. When you have surgery and they put you to sleep, do you have any pain in your body?
You're resting.
You're resting. I think that's that hammock. You can choose to use it, or you can still walk on. I don't want to give you any more because that was what God has been pushing on me. He said, get ready for the glory, get ready for the glory, get ready for the glory. And today, when I walked into my office, guess what was sitting on my desk? The Glory of God by Kenneth Hagin. And I kind of leafed through it because I had no idea what he wanted. And of course, the song brought me back. We need your glory, Lord. And so if you will just close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
That's my cry tonight.
That's my cry tonight.
Give me a hammock.
Give me a hammock.
Give me the courage to lay down in it.
Give me the courage to lay down.
We're jealous of John. He can't be the only one to go rest.
We want to take a break.
But we also want to see your glory. And there will be times, like Stephen, we can stand up to the officials and loudly declare, you murdered the Most High God.
You
cut him up.
You
stripped him.
You cut him open.
And he died on a cross.
And you
need to know. That you killed the Lord of glory. But it was God's plan.
He should die for us.
The righteous one.
For the broken ones.
And that's us.
We qualify for the broken.
Thank you for healing us tonight.
Show us your glory tonight.
Night's not done, Lord.
We want more.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.